Project Independence is the Aging in Place initiative of the Town of North Hempstead. Some of the many services we offer include fitness classes, community education, information, and referral. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services.
And welcome back to Project Independence and You here at WCWP.org. And this is Senior Talk Radio, and we are talking with Jim Kane, who is an FDNY retired deputy chief. And can't believe the hour is almost up. You've given us so much very interesting and important information. So I want to get right down to it, because now we're getting some important stuff for the seniors and their safety. So before we get back to what we're talking about, Otto had a point I just want to make sure we cover.
I hear, depending on who you talk to, everybody has a pretty strong opinion about who you should call if you have a problem. Should you call a local fire department? Should you call 911? Should you call whoever? So I'd love to get your take on what do you recommend as far as calling goes?
Okay, so would you want me to answer that one first, Rebecca?
Yes, definitely, okay. I want to make sure we get that in.
Okay, and I think there's a real important point also. So there are two different numbers you can call. And everybody, since 1973, the 9/11 system came into effect in Nassau County. And when you call 9/11, you are speaking with a police dispatcher who takes all your information and everything. Within the town of North Hempstead, there are 16 local fire departments, and I have them all listed somewhere, but not off the top of my head. I myself, like you know, live in New Hyde Park, so I can speak definitively about New Hyde Park and probably Garden City Park and some of the surrounding. But the other number you can call is called FireCom. It's Fire Communications of Nassau County. And when you call that number, you actually get a fire dispatcher. So what happens when you call 911, and believe it or not, they're both in the same building, and they've both recently moved to a new location in Westbury within the last 2 or 3 years. But 911 operators are on one side of the building and FireCom operators are on the other side of the building. So when you call 911 for an emergency, the dispatcher takes your initial information, finds out what it's for. And if they have an ambulance available, they will dispatch it if you're calling for an ambulance. If you need a fire, if you're calling for a fire, they'll immediately put you over to FireCom and you'll start the process all over again. So whether you're calling for an ambulance or a fire department and you call 911, you have two phone conversations that possibly could take place. If you have an emergency, and again, I'm talking about New Hyde Park right now. If you have an emergency in New Hyde Park or Garden City Park, I would suggest you call the FireCom number, which is 742-3300.
Could you say that one again slowly?
Yep. It's FireCom. The phone number is 742-3300. Okay. You will
talk to... Is that 516?
Yes. Yep. And you will talk directly to a fire dispatcher who will take the information and will immediately send out the local fire department's ambulance. Okay. New Hyde Park has a 24/7 paid medic on call. If you call 742-3300, within 4 minutes, you'll have a medic at your house. I believe Garden City Park just went to a 24-hour paid medic. I know they definitely have it during the day. So the same thing would happen. You would have a paid medic at your house within 4 minutes. If you call 911 for an ambulance service, and they are very good, I don't want to be known as talking against them because I have a lot of good friends there. A lot of their medics actually work for New Hyde Park on their off time, and they're all very good. But for the local area here, New Hyde Park, which would include New Hyde Park, Floral Park Center, Manhasset Lakeville, that whole surrounding area, all the way through Mineola, they have three ambulances covering all the way to the city line. So if you call 911, the first priority would come from one ambulance, which is located up by the old precinct by the Macy's up there on Northern Boulevard. The second ambulance would come out from over somewhere by Mineola. And I forget where the third one would come out. If none of those three are available, then they would put it over to the local ambulance service. So we would be your fourth choice if you called 911 for an ambulance in New Hyde Park.
Just to get some clarification, the 742-3300 number.
Right.
Is that just for New Hyde Park or is that all?
That's Nassau County. That's Nassau County Firecom.
Okay.
Now, to clarify that a little further, I do know that Manhasset Lakeville dispatches themselves. I'm not positive what their number is. And I believe Great Neck also dispatches themselves, but I'm not 100% positive about that. But that's a local issue that the residents should be able to get information from their local fire departments.
Right. Okay.
From that. So the bottom line is if you're local and we have, like I said, we have 16 fire departments. We actually have one ambulance service, Mineola Volunteer Ambulance Service. Now there's another big difference that people don't realize. And it, as long as you have insurance or Medicaid, it doesn't affect you. But the 911 system, when you get transported in an ambulance, your insurance gets billed. When a volunteer ambulance transports you, there is no bill. It's free of charge. And that's just the way the law has been written. I will say this, they've been fighting for 2 or 3 years up in Albany. The upstate ones, the upstate localities particularly, because they're having trouble funding their volunteer fire departments, they're trying to get that law changed so that you can charge for an ambulance service through a volunteer service.
If you want to use like New Hyde Park again, volunteer ambulance service, mm-hmm. you would call the local fire department?
You would call 742-3300.
Okay. Call, that would be the volunteer.
Yep. Yep. That's the volunteer number. Mm-hmm. And if you call 911, it's the paid number, but you know, they're still going to get there. They're going to dispatch you. Like I said, they're all great medics and everything. There are, I'm going to say 54, I think it might be 57 ambulances covering all of Nassau County through that 911 system. As opposed to just New Hyde Park ambulance very rarely leaves New Hyde Park unless it goes on what's called a mutual aid request from one of our neighboring communities where they need help with an extra ambulance or something. Otherwise, you know, like, it's available.
In the New Hyde Park area, again, specifically, mm-hmm. we have the good fortune of being surrounded by hospitals.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And I know I had the experience with my mother who lived with us for a number of years. And we did have the local people come, and probably by dumb luck on my part back then. Mm-hmm. And my mother was, her doctors were all connected to St. Francis. Mm-hmm. And she was in my house in New Hyde Park. But they, you know, I'm talking 20 years ago,
right.
Had to be taken to Winthrop at the time.
Correct.
Because that's what they said they had to do. And I tried to figure out how I could get them to take my mother to St. Francis. Is there anything that can be done?
No, that's actually a New York State protocol that all EMS services need to follow. And it depends on what she was being transported with. The fact that there are so many hospitals within our location, depending on the condition, they are required to transport the person to the nearest hospital, regardless of where their doctors are, where they're affiliated with. I will tell you this, it's on rare occasion that New Hyde Park ambulance will go up to St. Francis, like you said, because we have North Shore, Long Island Jewish, NYU, Winthrop. They're all right here. And again, that's New York State protocol. That has nothing to do with what we want to do. We could want to do whatever we want, but you get in trouble if you don't follow the New York State protocols.
Yeah, we ended up transporting my mother right. from Winthrop to St. Right. Francis.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I have another question similar to how, you know, an important one, like what Otto was asking too. That's very confusing. And you have it, we have it listed here. So there's so many, I'm sorry that we're just like hammering you with questions.
No problem.
Alarms, detectors, smoke, fire, carbon monoxide, so many different things out there. And mm-hmm. it's hard to really know what you need in your house You know, what if you're not hooked up to National Grid? Do you need the carbon? Is it monoxide? If you're hooked up here, it's just very, very confusing to really know what you need. And is there an all-in-one?
So the answer to that is finally, on a national level, the NFPA, National Fire Protection Agency, has been able to push through new guidelines. They are coming out with combination smoke detector, carbon monoxide detectors. And regardless of what type of heating you have in your house, you should still have carbon monoxide detectors in your house.
Okay.
The older versions of smoke detectors and carbon monoxide detectors were built to last 5 to 7 years. And they usually only lasted the 5 years, of course. With the batteries being changed every year, ideally every 6 months. And you should be testing them on a weekly basis. The newer ones, whether they be single carbon monoxide and single smoke or the combo units, are now required by law to come with a 10-year lifespan with a internal battery that you never touch. So they're good for 10 years. And in my mind, that's a real good thing, because when it starts to beep, you know the 10 years is up. And it's something that is making everybody safer, because quite honestly, most people forget to change their smoke detector batteries until they start chirping. And when they start chirping, sometimes it's too late, you know.
Where can you get one of these detectors?
Anywhere.
You
go to Home Depot to buy one, you go to Ace Hardware, wherever you can buy a smoke detector. They now come with a 10-year battery in them.
Looking for a combo.
The combo ones are a little bit more money. I think they're well worth it. Because like I said, regardless of the type of heat you have in your house, you should still have a carbon monoxide detector.
And they last 10 years. Yes. I mean, that's
yes.
A little bit more expensive.
And I'm going to tell you, in the last 5 to 7 years, the amount of carbon monoxide alarms we go to now is probably tripled to quadrupled, simply because the older style, they're all starting to go bad now. And it's like a pattern where you see. So when we get to, we go in, we have carbon monoxide detectors. We go in and we're getting zero parts per million or whatever we're getting. And the first thing we do after that is we check the back of the detector, and we see the date that's written on the back of it. So you can see how old your detectors are just by taking them off the wall. And there's a date written on the back of them, and it tells you when they were manufactured. So,
Jim, we have just a minute left, but I'm going to put you on the spot. It would be wonderful if you came and spoke to some of our advisory committees, because a lot of this information you're giving it's great and it's newer stuff. So it would really be helpful. So you don't have to answer now. Just think about it. No pressure. You're only on television and the radio being streamed on the internet, but no pressure here.
No problem.
Thank you so much for all the information you provided. And again, thank you so much for your dedication and career with the fire department. And we're really grateful.
Thank you.
We'll be right back for Talk of the Town with Christina Liu.